You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Buy those tickets for the all-day ag outlook at willag.org, 800-898-1065. Mike Tenor is now here from T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Mike, I take it that the weather remains dry in Argentina.
It certainly is, and the real reason we're talking about Argentina is the same reason that we've been talking about Argentina for a long time now, and that is because of the lack of rain. As we move forward, there's not much rain in the forecast. We don't see any rain out there until possibly Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, and even that chance is a little bit iffy. Now, one thing you need to keep in mind when we talk about this is that the next 3 weeks are climatologically the wettest of the entire year. They average about 1.5 to 2 inches of rain every week all the way through the middle of March. So when you talk about an entire week without rain, you're talking about some very large deficits. Prior to this period, their climate is more similar to what we have in Illinois and Iowa in the summer. And that's where you see around 1 inch, maybe a little bit more than that per week. But they get a big ramp up there at the end of February and over the first 2 weeks of March. So here we go, right into that period where rain should ramp up. And instead, we're not seeing much of anything. Again, it stays dry there through at least Monday. Then a few thunderstorms begin Tuesday and Wednesday, and sometime around Friday and Saturday. But the way it looks at this moment, we're only going to see widely scattered thunderstorms. Rainfall over the next 7 to 10 days will probably range from 1/4 inch to 3/4 inch in most areas, with a few areas seeing over 1 inch. But again, we need a lot more than that. Once that system goes through, then we don't see a whole lot of rain again. So Todd, this is what a drought looks like. And we have some rather fascinating statistics too, if you'd like to talk about them.
You bet. Tell me about it.
Well, that's great, because the number one thing that we're watching is the amount of rain that fell, or more accurately, didn't fall from January through February. If you take their rainfall and weight it by soybean production, which is what a company called Speedwell Weather does out of London, we subscribe to that data service so we can process it. So now if you take the rainfall from then, weight it by soybean production, you come to the conclusion that going all the way back to 1980, the period of January and February were number two driest, only a tiny, tiny bit wetter than 1980. So the January-February period is going to go down as number one or two driest of the last 39 growing seasons. If you isolate out the driest five growing seasons, which this one will rank within, all of those had yields that were much below trend on soybeans. On the lower side of things, we had 2 years, 1989 and 2009, that had a soybean yield that was 25% below trend. The other 3 years were between 8 and 11% below trend. The USDA right now is basically forecasting soybean production to be at 54 million metric tons in Argentina. That's less than 1% below trend. So you can easily take off 10% to possibly 25% if we really start to get bad here later in March. And once you start to plug in those types of numbers, you come to the conclusion that the top end of yield potential is more than likely around 50 million metric tons in Argentina. And you could argue your way all the way down to 40 to 41 million metric tons.
Well, we'll check in to see how things are going in another week. Thanks so much, Mike.
That sounds great, Todd. We'll see how it all pans out.
Mike Tenor is with T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world. I'm Todd Gleason.